Welcome to all first-time listeners. Welcome back to all returning listeners. For those of you who are new to my audio post, my name is Nicole Davis, the King's Daughter, and I am back with another message of encouragement. I am so grateful for this opportunity to connect with you through whatever channel you are listening to me. As mentioned in the last audio post, I will share with you another principle for living a productive life. And this is actually the last principle that I will close out with for this series of principles for productive living. But as you recall in the very first audio post, a productive life for followers of Christ is a life where a person is growing in the character of Christ. It's a life that brings God glory, and it's also a life that benefits others. So I want to lean into this truth that is found in John 15 and 5. It says, as you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you're powerless. Now, can you agree that many believers can tell you what the fruit of the Spirit are? I'm sure you can, but not all people truly understand and appreciate the purpose of the fruit. Jesus was clear when he told his disciples that he was the source of that fruitfulness. And that fruitfulness that streams from within us, it doesn't come and flow from our very own nature. The best life that I believe that we can live is one that is described by love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And living out these divine characteristics of a Christ-like character is an ongoing process and one that takes place from day to day and moment by moment. Right? Because I'm sure we can both agree that daily there are opportunities for us to practice patience, for example. The morning rush hour may be the toughest time for someone to practice patience. I used to be one of those drivers, very impatient with slow drivers, or even yell when someone would cut me off, right? But when I looked at how God is patient with me, how he extends grace to me and looks beyond my own faults, being patient with others, extending grace to others, and looking beyond their own mistakes, it became easy, right? So one of the benefits, another benefit of developing a Christ-like character is the fact that we have been gifted with the peace of God. And his peace allows us to be free from fear of what's going on around us, not worrying about our finances or our safety. As a matter of fact, in John 14, 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give. I do not give to you as the world gives, right? So the gift of God's peace is not based off of how we feel, because it goes beyond all of our human understanding. It's his peace that allows us to be cool, calm, and composed even when chaos is erupting around us. Another benefit of developing Christ-like character is that in every season of our life, we can see traces of God's goodness. If you're experiencing a challenging or difficult situation, what good can you find in it? And I want to echo the words of Dr. Tony Evans. He said this, if you can't change it and God has allowed it, then find out how he wants you to grow within it. Some people struggle with assuming the worst of a situation, but in the midst of the most challenging situations, there is some good in it if we can take time to recognize it. That's it for this audio post. If you have been encouraged in any way, feel free to share your comments with me or started a discussion. If you're on my website, you can comment below the post or go to the connect section and send me an email. If you are listening to this audio through another channel, you can email me at nicolethekings-daughter.com. That email address is, again, is nicolethekings-daughter.com. I love you, take care, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye.